This is Diola's Saint introducing Saint Callistus. The early Christian church formed by Christ was able to spread throughout the Roman Empire. It flourished in times of peace and even intense persecution under the pagan emperors such as Nero, or later Septimus Severus, Caracalla, Valerian, and Diocletian. Callistus was a slave in Rome who had been entrusted with the money of his Christian master and that of his friends. In some way, the money was lost, and Callistus was apprehended and sentenced to the fate of grinding grain in a mill. But his creditors were able to obtain a release on the condition that he would recover some of their lost funds. Callistus set out with such determination that he even approached certain Jews while they were at prayer in their synagogue, which created such a disturbance that the guards had to be called. He was arrested again and charged with fighting in a place of worship. Callistus was sentenced to hard labor in the mines of Sardinia, a place from which few returned. However, the emperor Commodus, with the encouragement of certain influential Christian friends, granted pardon for all the Christian slaves in the mines, which permitted Callistus to be released a free man. Roman law held that all burial land was sacred, but it was a custom in pagan Rome to cremate the dead. However, the Jews and Christians who followed their biblical traditions chose to bury their dead. Sometimes wealthy Christian noble families donated their land, from which underground crypts were prepared for the poorer Christians who could not afford burial, or for martyrs killed during a persecution. The crypts were connected by tunnels, which sometimes extended for hundreds of miles under the countryside. During the bloody persecutions of Septimus Severus and Caracalla, some Christians found safety by hiding in these catacombs. Here they met for prayer and celebrated Mass at the tombs of members of their family or heroic martyrs. Callistus became associated with the Bishop of Rome, who was Pope Zephyrinus, and was placed in charge of one of the Roman Church's cemeteries along the Appian Way. This particular one had been donated by the Caecili family, of whom the well-known Saint Cecilia was a member. Callistus acted as a counselor to the Pope, and then was ordained to the order of deacon. Under the guidance of Callistus, the catacombs were greatly expanded, and eventually became a burial place for 9 of the 3rd century popes. To this day, these catacombs along the Appian Way bear his name. Upon the death of Pope Zephyrinus, Callistus was elected pope. But Callistus had enemies among several Christians who published their writings against him. Unfortunately, these writings give us the only information we have about him. One of these persons was the influential Tertullian, who eventually became a heretic, and the other was Hippolytus, who became the first anti-pope. As pope, Callistus opposed heresy, recognized the marriages between free citizens and slaves, declared that the church had the right to forgive all sins, and accepted back into the church those who had renounced their faith under torture but were sorry. Pope Callistus was martyred during a popular uprising in 222 AD and is honored as the first pope to be martyred after St. Peter. As pope, Callistus restated the Church's belief that even the grievous sin of renouncing one's faith could be forgiven if the person is truly sorry and receives the sacrament of reconciliation. Even though we will at times sin, we must never think our sins are so personal or great that they can never be forgiven, and that we can never be reconciled again with God.